But first, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich late last week filed a lawsuit against the State Board of Regents for, quote, dramatically and unconstitutionally increasing the price of base tuition and mandatory fees at Arizona's public universities by more than 300% since 2003. The state constitution requires universities to be as nearly free as possible. The timing coincides with a threatened lawsuit by former State Senate President Russell Pierce against the Regents, arguing allowing DACA recipients to pay less than out-of-state tuition violates Arizona law. Grant Woods is a former Arizona Attorney General, and he joins me to talk about this. And Grant, first off, what do you make of this lawsuit AG Brnovich has filed against the Regents?
Well, I think it's a good thing. I think it's probably an uphill climb, just given the practicalities of how these things work. But the reality is that we have a very unique constitution in Arizona that does say that university education will be provided to our citizens here as free as possible. And I think he, you know, at some point in time when prices go up and up and up and up, it's not as free as possible. So you have two options. You either figure out how to make it as free as possible, or you change the Constitution and just say, well, that may have been possible 100 years ago, but it's not today. Other words don't really mean much if, you know, we get to the point where it's $50,000 a year for tuition and you say, well, that's just as free as possible.
It seems as though this lawsuit was at least somewhat in response to the threat of a lawsuit by former State Senate President Russell Pierce over the issue of in-state tuition for DACA recipients. But I'm wondering, does this lawsuit really get to that issue? It seems like maybe it's kind of a backdoor approach to get to that question.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope not. I mean, I think they're two separate issues. So to me, I could go one way on one of them and the other way on the other. I don't think they're related. It's possible that's what went on. But I know the court, when the court looks at these things, will look at them separately.
On that issue, though, I mean, tuition rates have been going up for years and years now in Arizona, basically at least since the onset of the Great Recession. Why do you think this lawsuit was filed now? This could have been filed, in theory, the minute that Attorney General Brnovich was sworn into office.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at some point in time it comes to a head, you know, and the increases in tuition have been pretty dramatic over the last several years. So I think everybody over the years said, well, okay, tuition's got to go up a little bit. We understand that. It's still pretty low, and it was always very low at our state universities. But it's really, it's risen quite dramatically, so that now it's hard to say that it's in line with the Constitution when the Constitution says it should be free or as free as possible.
What do you think, if the Attorney General is successful in this case, what would be the best case scenario? I mean, could a court force the Regents to lower tuition?
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to be tough. But at some point in time, yes, the court has the equitable powers to step in and say, you guys need to do something about this. Because the Constitution is what it is. And what's interesting about this is that, you know, you get a lot of so-called conservatives out there who, in practice, aren't really too conservative. What they do is they use the Constitution or the laws when it's in their favor, and then they come up with great excuses why they don't need to when it's not something they agree with. Well, generally, they say, we've got to go by the letter of the Constitution, right? So what does it mean? It says that our citizens get a free university education, or as free as possible. It doesn't say, well, you know, with inflation and it can go up, and if there's other priorities, that's up to the legislature. So if prices can skyrocket because we starved the universities over the years, it doesn't say that. It says free as possible. So they need to change the Constitution or else be true to it.
I am clearly not a lawyer, but I would imagine that from the Regents' perspective, their defense would be pretty simple, being that the legislature keeps cutting our funding, and we keep getting more and more students who want to come here, and we have to keep the lights on and the doors open and professors in the classroom, and this is what it costs to do that. Legally, from the Attorney General's perspective, how do you try to counter that?
Well, I think again, it's not the region's fault. You're exactly right. They keep getting cut, and the legislature is the one that has shown that it's not really that supportive of public education across the board. So the regents probably have no choice. But I think where the Attorney General is on high ground here is let's just look at the language of the Constitution. It says what it says. So you guys figure it out. Meaning the legislature, figure it out. They set the priority in our Constitution of how money would be spent in this state. They're pretty clear about that. It says free. And if it's not free, then as free as possible. This is not as free as possible.
That's former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods. We've reached out to the current AG, Mark Brnovich, to talk about this lawsuit. We haven't heard back from his office yet, but hope to bring you a conversation with him soon.